Mishaburus of Cotton Gimel. Shimon Bey is Mishaburus of Cotton Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that during the Banish Moshe's period, an Erev Shabbos, so we are more lenient and we allow a person to do Isurim Zerabonon for the purpose of a mitzvah. So one example which we gave over there was a person can take a shofar or a lulav off of the tree. Kemar me'ilon mechoshim tzarech mitzvah kol mitzvah af she'ein tzarech l'zeh ato kol kach b'shabbos. Sorry, we're going to the case of Eruv. Oh, okay, we're going. The person can retrieve his Eruv Tehumen that he placed during the Banish Moshe's period, even if he put it on a tree, and you can't take things off of a tree, or you put it in the Carmelist, and you can't move things from a Carmelist to a different Rishus, Drabonon. So, Minabonon, you're going to allow Banish Moshe. So, why is that called a fur mitzvah? Because of Tzarek mitzvah. You don't need the item. So I don't need the item. I'm not going to eat it necessarily. But a Eruv Tchumen is only allowed to be made for a mitzvah purpose. A. An Eruv is only valid if I can retrieve it. B. So if I would not allow you to retrieve it, I would end up not doing the mitzvah that I want to do. So it's indirect, but there is an element of a need of a mitzvah to allow me to take this thing off the tree. Because if I can't, the air is not valid, and I can't go do the mitzvah I want to do. If a person cannot take it off the tree or bring it from the Carmelist, the Erev will not be affected. Excuse me. That's called a valid tzarech mitzvah.
So, I guess I'm not super familiar with the Erev Tehumen. I thought it was different. Oh. Okay.
Nice tailor.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, Eruv Tchumen is, so if a person made up, it's partial. So there is a limit to how a person is allowed to walk on Shabbos. That limit is three parses, 4 mil, 12 mil, about 9 miles. 9 miles means beyond the populated area of a city.
Does that mean 4.5, 4.5, or 9 and 9?
No, 9. 9 and 9. And actually, the law is that you actually get a square. So on the edges, you get a little bit extra. On the corners, you get a little bit extra. So if your city looks like this, you draw a square, you go that far in all directions.
Okay.
You're abundant, you can't go that far. You're only allowed to go 1 mil, 2,000 amos. And again, you draw your square. Person has a need to go a little bit further, so what he can do is before Shabbos he can go in place right before the end of that pool. We'll see what the Lachas had to do around. He put something over there which would effectively make it as if that was where he lived, food, etc. And now that becomes his place, so that's his place, he's allowed to go 2,000 hours that way, further. So that's Eruv Tchumen.
Is it a series of them?
No, one. Just got one. So now, but Eruv Tchumen, the Gemara says he's only allowed it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So if there be a situation where the Gemara gives an example that he heard that his Rebbe had come to the next town over and was speaking on Shabbos. You don't have to travel on Shabbos to go hear his Rebbe speak. So the Gemara can do it through an Eruv Tchumen. You're allowed to make an Eruv Tchumen to be able to go travel on Shabbos to the next city to hear the drush. And this guy, for whatever reason, without thinking, said, "No, I don't know what the animals need to see, so I'll hang it up on the tree." This guy, well, you can't take it up on the tree on Shabbos. Eruv takes effect here by the Shmoshes. So if Gazal would say that you can't, would not allow you to take it off the tree. really need to eat the food. Half of them are hungry. So I don't really need to eat the food. So then the Erev will not be effective. And if you, the law, you put an Erev in a place where you can't reach it, Mishnah Erev says a person would put the Erev in the Shas Rab and he's in the Shas. So he couldn't pull that Erev to himself, or vice versa. So there's Nachal. So that you can't hear the drush. So by allowing you to eat the food, you take the tree up the foot of the tree, I'm allowing you really, in essence, to go hear the drush. That's called Tzarech Mitzvah.
Does it work like Erev Tavshilin, where you have to make some use out of the Erev item, preferably? Or
no. I mean, you know, any one of these things, you know, but you prefer not to throw them out for the dish. But there's no, you know, eating, consuming it on Shabbos per se. Over there, the argument is, by Erev Tavshilin, the argument is that Chazal looked at that this is the beginning of the preparations of the food for Shabbos. So you end up throwing it out, it's a little strange. You told me, oh yeah, you started preparing for Shabbos for your food, which I throw out. I mean, if you're preparing it, you should be eating it. And what's the matter of caramelists? So he has to be able to retrieve the air from the caramelists. What's the learner? Who is His intent was that the place where he's considered his welcome is Shvisa, that's where he's being his place of rest of Shabbos is here. They put the air right here. Okay, that's fine. It's retrievable. Well, no, it's not. This is Rosh Hashanah. This is the Carmelis. This is Rosh Hashanah. This is the Carmelis. Those are Yisrael Rabbanim. The Lo Yir Rosh Hashanah Shmoshes Chuz Man Chalus Erev. Their Minhag is when the Erev takes effect. If you would not be allowed to Hitzmi a Carmelis, Laviyah Atzloy. The Chazal would not permit him to take the item from the caramelist to where he is, the air would not be effective. The chain, sure, that's what Chazal permitted. Okay. Hey. So we said that Chazal permitted Ben Ashmoshes at Isidra Bonan for Judah during Isidra Bonan, either because there was Tzarech Mitzvah or Daichak. Now we discussed mitzvah. Now we're talking about, he said, well, or a pressure, a need. So what did you mean? The person had was focused and pressured for this item. Does mean it's not necessarily Sarah carpet. Obviously, that means he has a real need for it. Therefore, so there's a real need, so because our make only allow you to do it. Okay. The grua earlier seems to indicate Shemashimat the Rabbim Neshu Torah Benechbaz. That which the Rabbim permits, you're allowed to make it. You're allowed to be Arvin Sid Rabban because the person is pressure. Hanukashu Shas Hatkak Godel. It's a great apparent. There's a great imperative for this. Yoyin, for example. There's a guy in town that he's scared of, right? And he wants to make an Eruv. Run that away. So this is not really Tzarech Mitzvah, but Bezeh Shava Koinya the Dvar Mitzvah, we equate it to the Dvar Mitzvah. It's your Shmuz Ben Hashmosh, the Chazal Ramat of the Shmuz Ben Hashmosh is Tahana Filchash Erev Munach Al Yilin Al Karmah. So the same thing, that even the Erev was in a place which required the Rabbanan to be done for the Erev to be effective. That's okay.
I have to ask on this one. So why would we even need an Erev on this one anyway to get away from...
It wasn't life-threatening.
it's going to punch you in the head.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to go over Nissa de Rabbana on that one to avoid getting hit in the head by somebody who wants to punch you.
There is Saraguf, you know, in certain cases, Saraguf, they're a Mako. But it's not an automatic assumption. And if you're worried, it's life threatening. This is the gross pshat. But you know, the other person say that in any case of a large loss, has it got to be a large loss of money. And he has to do this to a bonum in a shmosh. That's the bonus. That's how that goes through. That's the shmosh. They have a real certain that functions in the person's mind, like this case of Torah and Echman. Otherwise, he leaves a few. He loses his home. It's not life threatening. Maybe some. But you should be paying for it. So I said over there, any of the persons that feel pain, feel bad, really bad about it, if it's not thought, that's called Nebuchadnezzar. So in the case the person forgot to light the candles, he can ask the goy ben shmoshes to light. Hi, b'shabbos, what's the light? She had to take him ben shmoshes to zerch shabbos. He should light right now. Light the neiris. The goy should light the neiris. For they have lights on shabbos. You can't ask him now to light on Shabbos after going, I don't really need the light until 7 o'clock tonight. Wait, come later. Shkoyah. That's already Shabbos Gomer. Is that also a feeling that we should be right? That's also, even if you ask him on Tuesday, it's also. You can't ask a boy on Tuesday to do Malach of you that he'll be doing for you on Shabbos. So not only the case you want to light the mirror and be able to eat, but you want to have a light in the light room where you're sleeping, so you shouldn't bump into the walls, whatever. So you can make. I'll give an example of where this plays out. A modern day practical example. Get a phone call from a woman, a man, and his wife is here, supposed to know some of the shots. They enter a couple of different places. He's there as ready. His wife is stuck in traffic. New York City, they head over for Rockaway. She's on the Belt Parkway with her kids, etc. And it's getting close to Shkina. Booked to Shkina. There's a second car which is going. Where the driver was a girl who's becoming interested in a fruit kite, who happens to be her father's Jewish and her mother's not. So I said, in regards to that, the law is you can have a goy drive you ben hashmoshes to the rabbanan and have a goy give a law for the rest of the year. This is world tzarich. Well, this is world tzarich. I'm going to have a terrible lack of early Shabbos barging into somebody's house I never saw before in my life with my five kids. And 20 minutes before Shkia. I'd be much more comfortable in my early Shabbos by my in-law, my parents. Where everything is set up for me, and they're expecting me. I'm supposed to try and start knocking on doors with five little kids in tow, which I can't carry because nowhere. So you can have a, as I said, she can stop and have a going driver. Get a toy. So the second car, there was a going driver. She didn't know she was going.
Oh no.
So it wasn't a great teachable moment, you know. Well, can I do this next week, you know? No, it wasn't good because you were going, you know. I mean, that was uncomfortable. But, and that's all.
Did she knew she was?
No?
She knew she wasn't.
No, she thought she didn't understand the concept. And all the girls in the car didn't know either. It was like a shop that told everything. This was a woman with her kids, and it was a car with the Shabbatoni and one of the car. So a little bit of a mess, but that's a lot of during Ben Hashmashim. So Rosh has the truth. He says, how long Ben Hashmashim? He says, from New York area, you can calculate for this purpose, up to 40 minutes is Ben Hashmashim. They said, up to 40 minutes after Shiva, you can have a broad. I had the same Shiloh. Actually, it was it was a little holiday up there because there's a parade. It wasn't Columbus Day. So New York is a big Columbus Day parade. So it came out on a Friday this year. I think Columbus Day came out on a Friday. Something like that. So this couple got married. And they're going from New Jersey to Rockaway for Shabbat Shalom. Straight route. The problem was, they gave themselves 3 or 4 hours to get there. It was a parade. The streets were closed. And nobody went anywhere. They just sit there. So they parked the car somewhere. And they went and looked for a taxi. They would drive them all the way to Caracas. So we'll pay you, $100. I don't care what costs. We've got to get out of here. You know? So I told him that, you know, that he could keep driving even after sunset, until 40 minutes after Shkia. They arrived half an hour after Shkia. Talk about the rest. And their cell phone didn't work anymore. So the parents had no clue where they were, if they were going to make it, what's going to happen to them. Had no idea. So their own Shabbat Shabbat brothers. So those are scenarios where you could have this halacha is very, very applicable. Okay. Simon Shemem Gimel. Did it cut in Bishabas? Okay. Cut in Eichel Nevelis. We see a child eating non kosher food. So Ein Bezim Mitzvah Nafisha. Other people are not mechuyev in halacha to stop it and stop it from doing it. Step in and stop it from doing it. A father is mechuyev to stop his son doing any of any of the term. So this is, it's saying it as a broad base, but that's the example the Gemara gives. It applies to Shabbos also. So if one person sees somebody else's children being mechalel Shabbos, he's not mechuyev to stop. The father would be mechuyev to stop. But ulahachila be a dayan to actively feed him with something which is prohibited. Usher, that's usher. The Gemara shall soon him. That's also the Rabbana. I cannot give to the child something which is also the Rabbana. And this applies even to somebody who's not the father. And also, like you learn the Chilul Shabbos, fill with the Rabbana, shame, shame, shame. So you can't accustom the child. You can't, well, even if not even accustomed, you can't ask him to do a Chilul Shabbos for you. Even if someone's also the Rabbana. It's not the Rabbana. It's all talking about a cut which before the age of that he understands enough that you can train him. But other people are mechuyev to step in. If we see a cotton which has a mitzvah chinuch already, and he should now no longer be doing this, if I see him doing it, I should stop.
Are there gradations of different levels, or is it kick in once he starts picking language, or we're going to get into that later on?
We'll touch on a little bit the definition of a gila chinuch. Gila chinuch does change from its most of areas, it's fairly similar. In other words, it comes to mitzvahs that you have to, let's say, tefillin has to be a person that's able to keep himself clean, not passing any gas, etc. So the chalice does not reach the age of chinuch. It's a tefillin is able to master it, which will be older than, let's say, the teaching the first pasuk of Shema. When it comes to Surin, in general, the age of chinuch is fairly uniform. The child can understand and grasp the concept of no and stick to it. I can only 25%. Right? So that's what the mitzvah chinuch stick kicks in. You know, so you tell a 2-year-old no, and the kid, kicks it, doesn't understand the concept yet. You know, it's a game. The time the kid's 3 or 4, no is no. You understand that you can't do it. You know, they say things you can't do, then that's what the mitzvah chinuch. You can't eat trade, you can't eat work and job. All those would apply at that point. But you could start earlier. The chiyuv starts at that age. Once he reaches that age, so the Tosis, he brings over there, the Tosis' opinion is that now, not only is the father to stop, but any person that applies has to stop going to that age. There's no concept of the chinuch by a bezin, period. It only belongs to the father. Bezin meaning call the people, other people. Okay. There's a lot of information in the Mishnah over here, but let's finish up the Rambam. Now, V'yesh Armin, L'shayach Kikul, no, it's not close. V'kot Jehik is Oshavar Shar Veiros Kat Musa. Child did an Aveiro when he was young, hit his father. Or he did other Aveiros when he was young. Abishen Atzor Tshuva Kishi Yigdo. It's not Shach accounts of the Tshuva, he wasn't held responsible for his actions yet. But become a Tzoyvoy, Shikabo Lats, and Aces over the Tshuva, the Kaporta, Abishen Atzor Tshuva Kishi. Even though it happened before he was old enough to be responsible, even so, a person should undertake some type of action to retrieve of what he's done. Okay, Mr. Burson, cut now. The Velas. Within Shar, Koshar Yisurim. It's not only the Velas, any one of the Yisurim of the Torah. The Velas is an animal which dies without being shtiv. Any Yisurim of the Torah. Koshar Yisurim. Some Mekain Chil Shabbos. The Yisurim of the Das Atz. The child is being Mekain Shabbos for himself, for his own usage. So you're not Mekain Shabbos. You should know Avol. If he's doing it for the Gadol, you have to stop it. You can't allow the cotton to put out the fire. Okay. That's somebody else. Abel Aviv, but the father is mechayev to stop. The filachan and bana b'beraisa b'mitzus mutalah. He has not only does he have a chiyuv to stop him, he has a chiyuv to actively train him. To see chenu not be darker. Koshkan afrisha miyisur the mutalah. Obviously, he was mechayev to stop them. So we mentioned the father, we mentioned other people. What about the mother? Yeah. To all their own.
So is that coming out on a mother on a derisive level?
Actually, most Rishonim learn the
kind of across the board is there about
okay. So you're going to stop him. The father's going to stop him. Me is to turn. Now, so the Mishra, what's this Mishra Torah thing? Me is to turn. The Amazon feel me is to turn. I'm going to give it to
because the father is responsible for the girl and the child.
It's training. Part of the father's responsibility is to train the child. So training with the child is make sure he does the right things actively, doesn't miss the say, and he doesn't do the lois say. The same way there's a feeling of kibbutz chad rabbanu, you make the child, the father's going to train the child to do the rabbanu. He's going to train the child not to do a veirus rabbanu. They also need to above the child. So why did the Shulchan Aruch mention Issur Deraisa? Or the Rambam add Issur Deraisa? The Issur Rabbanan, if the father did not do his responsibility to train his child and stop him from doing an Issur Rabbanan, Bezim will not go after the father. Bezim forces the father to go and stop the child. It's your mitzvah, go do it. You don't want to do it? No, you. We'll make you do it. We're going to make you do it. We have our way. That is one shot. The Kor Pirsh Lochin Ochel Yivis Yidrais. The Yivis Yidrabonim Pomish Ein Tzar Lepish. There are exceptions by the Rabonim. And furthermore, Baal Flitzin Lo Dechad Chila Mutzah. Even giving him his Mutzah. For example, what are we talking about? The Hainu. It's a Tzar Lechad when the child needs it. For example, to get Rechitza Vesich Lo Yom Kippur. The child needs to be washed and needs to be anointed and you give him. So that situation where he felt there was a real imperative need for the child. Okay, fine. So those examples where you would actively give it to him. Obviously, you have to stop yourself from speaking lashon hara. Argumentative words, false words, cursing. Many people are not careful with this. Let the kids do whatever. Menasse Merkel was there. They get used to it. Kolkachach, I feel like Shimon's gadol. Shemesh, she was an Israel gadol. He grows up and realizes it's a big affair. Kashal v'harfish, leifish merkel. It's hard to change. Shehugah was there. Shannon Rabbis, he's used to this for many years. So I had double etzah b'kesus hefton. He assumed it was okay. And now we're changing, so that's a problem. But that. The Shira Kina meant to say, who be called Tinnik the Fichar Yafusim in the Yos. It comes to say, it depends on the intelligence of the child, and the sharpness. The Hodar will sing on each mitzvah as it is. You go to your day of Minyan Shabbos. The person understands the concept of Shabbos. And then the Chayla Gilal Yishmai Kiddush, Mahabdallah, he has to listen to the Kiddush and Avdol. He's at least Atif Kalach. The person knows how to wear, put on the towels properly. Kai, but Tzitzis. The Namas Sim Yuzayit. He compared to Bezem. Maybe it's a Seishal term. Maybe it's a Shal Nivrayim. It's all talking about. So there's a mitzvah of ikuv tzitzis, and without that, the person not chayav in tzitzis. So if you don't understand how to do it, good. If not, not. I go training now. Apparently, it wasn't so easy to learn all regular office. Actually, I have a few different ways of doing it. Each one holds other ones are not proper. So like, okay, yeah, but it's more than ever.
So this is talking about like a tallis katan, or is it talking about like what we wear in the morning? What is this talking about?
No, it's talking about tallis katan. That was the main subset. But I'm saying design, thankful. Yes, it was each mitzvah like that. Bein mitzvah say, bein shel Torah, bein mitzvah shel Dibur. It's to say the Raisa or the Bonum. This is how the mitzvah of Chinuch applies, and the child can comprehend the basic idea. Now, Chinuch Beloisa say, bein shel Torah, bein shel Dibur. What's the reason at any age of understanding anything? You understand? Don't do that. So that's all we have to understand. Maybe Kishar Kuloi is a lesser lasses. A lesser. Understand? You can't do that. You can't eat that. He says, look, good. Okay.
Does it depend on the minhag for the talis? Ashkenaz, they don't put on a.
There are different sheets, yes.
So, I mean, I know the Germans are starting to wear when they're children. But the German is when they're a bar mitzvah.
Right. No, he's right. But best of it's these out there, Kalach, Chayav Tzitzis, you know, at times they're eight. You can say that they know that. Most places, yeah, because they're not putting police on 4-year-old kids. Kids were starting to throw in the towels. 8, 9, 10. Now, within the Shana Bar of one cloud, the child doesn't really compass. And I'll be so relieved, one of you will carve him a lack of a false assurance. It'll be a social terror. If you can't explain it to the kid yet, not old enough. So the kid is playing with light switch, you know, you couldn't care less if it's on or it's off. It's not an issue. Right? So my mechuyev have to stop. Well, he's a 1-year-old toddler. No. I might want to have my light on.
Dangerous. It's dangerous.
First house, we were married, you know. So we're still married. Remember to take out the light out of the bowl out of the fridge. Yeah, yeah, we'll take care of it. Take care of it. Of course, we'll have to love the fish. But my neighbor came along. She had like netting. Butterflies. Butterfly cards. Stuck them on the fridge, and the kid went, grabbed, trying to keep pulling at that. Open up the door of the fridge. Okay, now the fridge is open. Take out what you need. Go to somebody else's fridge who has room and who's running. So he's below the age of Havana. There's no dinner for him. Now there still is a law of being marvelous and permissive. But you have to understand how those two things, the concepts fit. Okay. Telling that about a cloud, and I'm assuming the bottom of the left of the house of service and the college shall fill the social time. You're not going to stop. Kim Shannon made the cloud, he didn't match the bottom of the mafia. That's what you're doing. So the person talking about the situation where the law is kind of can't be where it is. So somebody dies in the neighborhood. Thank you. So, so it's a common problem when they have, you know, they used to live there, you know, die at home, right? So, the situation where a car lives next door, and they share these tenement houses, you know, so he had problems with tumah in his house. So, there's all discussion when you have to pay, when you pay to wake the kohen and tell him, get out of here. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, are mechuyev to tell him right away. So just go out as is. Certain things you can let him, lock his door, gets up, gets dressed, comes to the door, says, by the way, now I'll leave. You know, so you have to tell him right away, because when you tell him, he has to leave. So, but by katan, who's a katan, who doesn't understand the concept yet, you're not mechuyev to tell him. Unless he understands, then the father will be mechuyev to take him out, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, but nobody else. According to the Ramah, other people also will be mechuyev to stop him for doing an aveira. He's doing an aveira right now. He's put together with the mace. But however, to bring him in, to feed him. Okay? So he said that's also even with the Rabbonans. You can't go and feed a child who's 1 year old while he doesn't understand this of not kosher yet. Feed him non-kosher food. I mean, unless it's the need of, whatever the situation would be, pekuah nefesh type of situation. So that we say that's considered, Ravi said, that's the physical needs of the child to be able to eat. They can't. So the concept of the chinuch doesn't kick in until a year prior to them, or 2 years prior, before Yom Kippur. Now we have a situation where a woman is a kohen, we're married to a kohen. She's pregnant, and she's close. It's almost time to give birth. She can go into our lameis. After the near alone is Shabbat Taylor Shom flat, she'll have a child. If the child is a boy, she'll end up having a boy become Tomei, an Issa Deraisa. If you're lucky, Mutter, the Sveik Sveikahu, Shemiyah, and the Kaver, Shemiyah, and Nofil. There's two other possibilities. It'll be a girl, or it'll be a child, which is not viable. Either one is a mitzvah. According to this opinion, she doesn't, the father does.
So what
happens? Why is that? Doesn't apply to women. Shatan Avera does not apply to women. It's a mitzvah chinuch. That's a teaching Torah. is the rice. No, there's a mitzvah of teaching Torah, there's a mitzvah of being mechanic the child to get used to doing mitzvahs. It's because we're showing whether the mechanic is the rice or the rabbon. Let's assume many Rishonim hold to the rabbon. Okay. So the chilul b'yadayim is osur. The chol adam, any person, not only the father, any person cannot feed the child an aveira. A, it's not the father, and B, it's not, the child doesn't understand. So there's no chinuch mitzad either side. The father, it's not the father, there's no mitzvah chinuch. What you're being mechanech is a child who doesn't have din chinuch yet, doesn't understand the concept of klal. It's also to feed them. But there was a huasim in the Torah, this feeding them of eras is the rice. The final mitzvah b'shrotzim lo yisay chlum. Don't eat them. Draw yaseru. Extra posik. Kibbul chazal. The right to learn lo yisay chlum l'ktanim. The drush is not lo yisay chlum, but don't feed it to other people. To whom? To a god who's not going to listen to you. It means to a kotzim. Okay. Bedam. See. Kol nevesh mikem lo yisay chal don. It means don't make feed to a child. It says speak to them. It's like double lashon. Speak to them. What's that about? Moshe, tell the gedolim that they should make sure to tell the children. Stop the children. From these three mitzvahs, by shrotzim, by dam, by kahanim, we learn out all of the mitzvahs of Torah. The call isuri Torah, osher lahakilim, or the tzavosim sheyavru. You cannot give the child directly. That's worse. Nor can you even command them to do it. That's also like giving it to him. Therefore, a step further. Okay, also leads to the Bar Michael shall insert feel the least but he wants to play with it. You can't give it to him to play with because he might eat it. That's called like you're feeding it to him. The worst case was they would play with grasshoppers. So there were kosher grasshoppers and non-kosher grasshoppers. So you can't give the kid a non-kosher grasshopper to play with. He might eat it. Don't give your kids ants to play with. Now, afilu. Even if it's only us the rabbanon, v'lomer le'ani Yehudi shita l'davar esel l'tinu gam ken aser. Tell a goy to give it to him is also aser. K'may b'chol yisurim shemir la'akim lo begilu l'maser. Just like any mitzvah, you cannot tell a goy to do the veira. The kolshkein, learn the tinnik b'azer. Tell the child directly, shi'ayachal. Hey, go eat this. Go eat that. You can't do that. The osur, it's osur. Now, the tinnik tzorach l'kach. The child needs it. He's ill. You can have a goy feed them this item. If a child who needs food, which is chometz, so Pesach, we tell the goy, you can't have the goy sitting in the house of the Jew feeding him chometz. So the goy should take the child to outside to the goy's house. Ulash goyse chometz to give him chometz a drink. Him who writes delicious stamim to drink wine, which is goyish wine, not for the Zohar purposes. It's called stamim. Shemaim Hezekiah, this child can't drink water. Tell the goy to give it to him. Okay. So now what do you do? Your vach is Rabbi Gullah Shitin Tin Chometz. Ask the guy to give him the Chometz. But Rabbi Gullah maybe Chometz and Mamir Rabbi Bayis. The guy will bring the Chometz, come to the house, and put it in his own place. Let's say for storage, but it's his place, so the Jew has no responsibility or rights over that space. The Habile Chometz will show every Chometz be based Yisrael. They don't rule about Yeroa. The Chometz of a Goy, you're not about Yeroa. It's not yours. He goes away once in a while during Pesach. You could ask another katan. To give this katan that chometz needs. But you should not have the Jew directly touching the chametz. He might eat it, but she causes him a tough man.
What?
Gadol zochayla, you have a problem of that he can't eat it. It wasn't life threatening. See, he can't eat it. The katan was a chayla. The answer is the dinim of the responsibility of the god of vis-a-vis the katan. So you're saying, well, okay, vis-a-vis that, if the goy is the one who's doing it, so that their make on the issue the rabbon of telling the goy to be mindful of the child. Because the Yizar Shalom Yakdim with dinner, and he said, "Yeah, Kana Lo Yachometz." Don't pay the guy for his work first, because then maybe it's like he got acquired the chometz for you. Dangerous thing. Or he's bringing his own, he's using up his own food in the guy's house to feed him. So you want to compensate him for his the board, room and board, that you want for the board part of it. So you can't, because like you're buying the chometz, then you won't come to base, so then you have other problems. You never do whatever you need. It's also like Giloy, which is to attract him with Chilul Shabbos. Keep going. Shemaloi, Hobili Mavteah. Hey, bring me that key over there. Phil, there are caramels, even if you only ask them to bring it from a caramel to Rosh Hashanah, it's only the Rabbonah. You can't ask them, you can't, not only cannot, you know, actively involve him, you can't even say it to him. Comes on the Ramah. Accomplish your reasons, Chinuch, Chayav Lafrisha, Sar Lafrisha. Sirlo, the Kim Shagil, the Chinuch, Muzal, call Adam, Lafrisha, Mi Yisura, Kamar Allah. Once in each day of Chinuch, everybody has responsibility to stop him from doing an Aver. Behold, the Kaim Alon, the Eimat Simon Lafrisha, the Mor says Eimat Simon Lafrisha. That's what Shalai Gil, the Chinuch. He didn't reach the age of Chinuch yet. I'm a chayor of shadait. The Indian Easter, the rice, so yes, the hakra kedei azoy. But come to any iberus, the rice of iberus. You say the side you can't. Even a non-father, non-parent is mechuyev to stop the child from doing that iberus. Okay, in Hoibah Galul and Roitz Alachal the Kot in Yisrael, Shigil the Chinuch, Darvash Osim in the Rice. The guy's going to feed the child something which is clearly Osim. So the law is, but the Gamal Achayim Limchus Biyadah. Other people besides the father Mechiv, this try and stop him. But Darvash Yisrael Mirabonin ain't Mutal Rakalua. By the Rabonin, that's the father's responsibility, nobody else's. Yes. Some say that only applies to the father. chadash he al adas mechaber liel. That's really the pshat mechaber before. The mitzvah of chinuch only applies to the father. So the bezin mechuyev intervene if the child does something wrong. Okay, the child grows up, he hit his father. Time like kach gone over his. The child was did financial damage to other people. Where the bezin lakaisoi shal yargo, even as a cotton, we can force him not to do this again. We'll give him some milk. It's not full fledged milk. We'll give him a few hits. Don't do this again. So this is a case where the child was hitting somebody or embarrassing somebody. This halacha doesn't. You say he has to give it, the gneiva back. If it's intact, he's mechuyev to give it back. He's not mechuyev to pay, because the chiyuv to pay is generated by his avera that he did when he was younger. He wasn't chayiv then. As long as the item is intact, give it back. Above and beyond the letter of the law, he should compensate for the damages he did when he was a kotzer. Well, this would be now the child. The child became a gadol, so the child is mechuyev to not make your adin, but it's preferred. The child is mechuyev to make it up to all the people that he damaged when he was a katan. But and he should pay. Doesn't matter. Okay, let's hold it here.